Hello, today is November 5th, 2014. I'm Ashley Anap of ashleyanap.com. My voice is much better today because my mic isn't crackling all over the place. So I decided I'd start today's audio thing with a discussion of stuff that I like to listen to while I'm working, because people have been talking about that a lot. Today I chose to listen to the No Sleep podcast. That's a really interesting one. They have a variety of the quality of the stories, and some of them can get a bit repetitive. But the narration and stuff has really gone up recently, especially as the guy has gone pro and started releasing an episode every week. You can become premium and get lots of scary stories, or listen to the free one, which still has half the episode for free, which you can really enjoy. The price is good if you want to go premium, but I can't handle that much scary stories, so I'm happy with the free model. There's also Welcome to Night Vale, but that one's not real, like, it can be, but it's not really as scary, it's more silly, in my opinion. Other free audio programs that I like to listen to are Escape Pod and the Escape Artists, fictional podcast, and those are really good fiction. And then, LibriVox, though you have to, like, listen to it and find the good narrators. There are good narrators, you might feel discouraged if you go in there and just start listening, but they have some really high quality ones if you just have the patience to look around. That's how I listen to all of the Jane Austen collection, more or less. And, of course, Audible, which I've already vouched for before. I think it's really great, as long as you buy stuff on sale. Then again, I really like young adult books, so maybe that's why I like it so much, because they do, like, crazy cartoony voices and stuff, and it's just really enjoyable. They have a lot of really talented people on there. I finished Warp, The Reluctant Assassin by Ian Cole for today, and it was an amazing book. I enjoyed it so much. I really like his writing, and I, can't wait to look to see if the next one's out. And we're probably going to start The Hero's Guide to Being an Outlaw tomorrow if we don't wait until next week for the sake of continuity and stuff. We like to listen to, like, a different book between books in a series. Me being me and my husband, not me and the voices in my head. What voice? Huh. No, I'm just kidding. Some people like to watch... Oh, and there's one more I was going to mention. Oh, what was it? Oh, don't forget it. You were going to say it. It was a really good one. Old Time Radio, I think it's an application on Android. I listen to so much Old Time Radio shows on there. And, like, the serial dramas are kind of alright, but the really good ones are the comedy ones. Like, if you want to go back to back when people used to tell jokes instead of just, like, looking at each other awkwardly or spitting out memes, you gotta get the Old Time Radio app. Oh my gosh, I have laughed so hard while listening to that stuff. I actually got in trouble in painting class once because I started laughing and I had to leave the room. So yeah, those are my sources, that I really like to listen to. I can't watch movies or television while drawing. Like, I can do it. I'll do it if I'm done with all my work for the day. Like, if I'm just drawing for fun afterwards, I'll be like, yeah, I can watch something out here. But because I know that it reduces my efficiency so much, I'm always looking up and then looking back down. Something that should take 20 minutes takes 40 or an hour. And I think this is how some people end up with those 16-hour work days. It's because they watch movies while they work and the project doesn't really take 12 hours. It takes 12 hours because you're watching television and responding to messages. For some people. Some people really do keep their nose to the grindstone while watching TV. And for some programs, you don't need to look up. Like, for History Channel documentaries and stuff like that, they usually just use stock images, so you can just keep your nose down and be like, okay, I'm working. But I think in general, people kind of are not honest with themselves about their efficiency while they watch TV while working. But then again, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm not honest. Maybe I'm a liar. Alright, so that's what I listen to that helps me get into a good working state. Today, now to the personal journaling stuff. I woke up early, like 2 hours early. I usually go back to bed for like a 2 hour nap, but today I just got all my chores done at the beginning of the day. And I reached my PAR in NaNoWriMo before noon. I gotta work a little bit on the outline if I can squeeze some time in, because I haven't burned through, I have my 3-act outline, but like the scene outline, I burned through all that I've written already. So, and it's not like a really intense outline. It says stuff like, she goes to the dance. She confronts the bully. Like, that's the outline that I need to finish updating. There is this method called scene and sequel for writing prose, and I try to get into that, but that is way too advanced for me and way too detailed. I feel like if I did that, if I got to the page, there'd be nothing left for me to do. I want to have a little bit of intuition left in the project right now at the state I'm at. I also... Let's see, what else did I do? I got my notes over here. Oh, so my Indiegogo campaign ends tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to get... I did one more promoter perk, but I don't think I'm going to get any more funding, which is okay. I raised the money I needed to buy Manga Studio. I did give away my bamboo tablet because I wanted to buy a new one. Because it wasn't working for what I needed it for anymore. Like I said, I'm looking at the $400 ones. I might just use all that money on buying the tablet and then get Manga Studio with allowance next week. Since there is a $30 version, I don't know. Or maybe, I don't know, but it's going to go towards art. All of it's going to go towards either a tablet, a printer scanner, or the software. And they're all going to be acquired by next January, so I can really make my workflow more efficient. I'm not getting a Cintiq, though, because I gotta be honest with myself, my art is not good enough that I'd be able to tell the difference between the off-brand and the Cintiq. I have a really clumsy hand, my anatomy's all weird, just that sort of thing. I also penciled for my comic a little bit. And I watch a tutorial for speed painting every Wednesday. I like to shake it up a little bit and work on a painting or illustration instead of a comic. And so I worked on that for a little bit. And then I didn't actually get any painting done, though. I worked on the construction for the next kitten in my kitten t-shirt line. The last one I finished was Football Kitten. And you can see those at the Redbubble store, Control at Lee. Or if you go to my website, ashleyanap.com, there's a tab labeled Boutique that takes you to the store. I started these like 3 years ago, and I've started wanting to do more of them, but they take forever to finish, so it's kind of like very different than the usual stuff that I do. So I started on the one for one called Eskimo Kitten. I don't think that name's politically correct. I think I need to switch it when I get ready to upload it. I already have a kitten that has like a feather headband, though, so I'm already in hot water as far as the political correctness goes, though that one has sold more than any of the other ones. Wow. This is so embarrassing. Well, this is my journal, and that is what I worked on today, and now I'm going to go cook some mashed potatoes and cookies. Tomorrow will be my last full work day, and I arranged for some meetups. I'm hoping to get together with the anime and manga group here in Fort Wayne to go see Big Hero 6 together and talk about it afterwards. But the organizer of the group, I'm having trouble getting to respond to my messages, so I might just be going to see that with my husband, but I'm really excited. I've been looking forward to that movie for a while now. Alright, well, that's it. Thank you for listening. Oh, and I'm gonna try and meet up with the NaNoWriMo group this weekend, too. So if I don't do that, then you guys can be like, she wimped out on Monday. Not that anyone would actually say that. I am, like, the most awkward person. I was making fun of those awkward modern comedies, but I am those awkward modern comedies. Okay, I'm gonna stop now seriously and go make cookies. Thank you for listening. I really enjoyed listening to everyone else's audio sound-offs. And it's been really awesome. I'm really enjoying November so far. Thank you.